darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project opens its 08-09 main stage season Thursday, August 28th with Doubting Thomas by our guest Pulitzer Prize-nominated author John Green. Author and actor Green is currently the writer-in-residence at Chicago Dramatists, and in fact his play Liquid Moon was a feature of last year's Bloomington Playwrights Project season. John, Doubting Thomas is certainly a title that comes with heavy resonance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's based on a biblical account of a person who's come down as being the doubter. I mean, a person who actually demanded to be able to put his fingers into Jesus' wounds. And at the same time, the author of the gospel later calls him Thomas the Believer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think actually as far as that title and a lot of what the play is about is that struggle of what we do with believing, what we do with doubt. And that we are, you know, by nature, we're just believing creatures by nature, and we're going to believe, and we have to believe, and yet, what do we do with our doubt? How do we handle that? What do we do with our doubt in terms of ourselves and how we treat other people? And that got me stirred up. I also read Elaine Pagel's book on the Gnostic Gospel of Thomas, which was very interesting. And her book is called Beyond Belief, and that started stimulating me a lot.
One of the subtitles, or one of the lines that's associated with your title, is the phrase, before faith comes doubt. But I wonder if they're not more intertwined than that.
Before faith comes... Yeah, I'm going to have to think about that. I haven't thought. Before faith comes doubt. And what is your thought on that?
Well, as I think about it, I frequently think that doubt comes before faith.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to cross the abyss.
That there's a working into it. John, Gail Bray, who's directing the show, says that with the topics of sexuality and religion, two topics, by the way, banned from many family dinner tables, we're going to be looking at some discussion and maybe a little bit of debate among audience members.
Yes. Yes, definitely. This was done in Virginia, where the Liquid Moon was also done and had protesters out, and I don't expect protesters on this one, but we had lots of debate. We had interesting discussions ranging from born-again Christians to atheists who all, and this thrilled me, who all saw the play from their point of view.
So far we've been talking a little bit as if this was an academic discussion, but you have a real character who's really got problems, and in fact it is all wrapped up with both faith, with doubt, with who he thinks of himself as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I don't want to give away, because there's a lot of mystery and secrets revealed in the play, so I don't want to give that away. But it is a crisis of faith for a young graduate student and his fiance. And the young graduate student and his fiance are very devout Christians, and the young man encounters a comparative religion teacher who starts challenging his belief systems, and everything starts unraveling from there.
One of those young fellows who comes to the university, eh?
Yep. Keep them away from Bloomington. Keep them out of this academic arena. But you know, it's that ongoing struggle between faith and reason. And there's a line in there that is a quote, and I can't remember where I got the quote, but the minister says about faith that the mind can lead you to the abyss, only the heart can cross it. And it comes down to that place, that stepping off place.
We've been talking with our guest, author John Green. His Doubting Thomas, directed by Gail Bray, opens Thursday, August 28th, and continues through September 13th at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was